The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The house prices in Perth, it is just going off.
It's just going off.
I feel sorry for anybody who's trying to buy a house in this environment.
Houses are just on. I saw one in our area. I think it was on the market for only a couple of days. Two cash offers, and the cash offer that the sellers got was much higher than what they were expecting. Like, just cash in hand, there you go.
And what are the new figures?
Well, 10% surge is what's predicted by the Commonwealth Bank nationally, but the Real Estate Institute of WA thinks that it's going to be even better over here if you're selling your house. It's forecasting a price surge of 15%.
It's crazy.
Massive.
15% a year. And I spoke to the president of REWA, Damien Collins, and he was saying that even within those figures, you know, there's some variation. So apartments probably not going to go up by 15%. Yeah. And so they're dragging that number down a bit. But what it does mean is the single houses, so a house on a plot of land,
could be
going up by 20%, even more.
I'm noticing a lot in my area where people are putting houses for sale where they only bought them a year or so ago. Mm. That's it. They're just putting them up.
Yeah, to see what they can get.
They bought them like to live with their family for a period of time and just bang.
It does make you think. You know, you could think you're in your forever home until someone says, now you could get, you know, like 200 grand more than you paid for it a year ago.
Oh, it's not my forever home anymore. Yeah, see you later. But this is the thing. Then you're buying in the same market.
Yes.
So you're paying more.
That's right.
And the danger is if you sell now and then you struggle to find somewhere and you've got to try to find somewhere to rent and then
you can't find
somewhere to rent, but say you do and then you eventually buy and the prices have gone up, then you've sold your place at what you thought was making a killing, except prices have jumped even further now, which makes it difficult to buy in as well.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things to factor in there, and it just puts more pressure on the people who are, I guess, already struggling.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it works out if you just want to cash in and then live in a cheap one-bedroom rental, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Or move in with your parents.
Move in.
Can you imagine that conversation?
Family of four. We're moving in with you, Mum and Dad. We've cashed in.
Yeah, you remember you came to our housewarming party last year?
Last week. Remember, you came last week? Well, we've sold the house.
I hope those grandparents out there are saying, well, you know, you just made a couple of hundred grand. We're going to charge you rent.
Oh, but all these grandparents, they're sitting in these McMansions, people, you know, with like four bedrooms.
Well, I think that's the thing. The Real Estate Institute of WA wants some of those empty nesters to sell these properties, get that supply of stock into the real estate market, and then maybe they go live in an apartment or an over 55s village or something like that.
Or if you had, you know, lots of rooms to rent, just, you know, rent out all the rooms in your mansion because everyone needs a rental at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
You can make a killing.
Clean up.
Yeah.
Oh, we've figured this out.
I know.
Oh, Maddie. So we'll talk to you.
Please.
We'll talk to you on Monday on the West Live.
We'll do. Have a great weekend.